What do you guys want?
DJ Premier, Alchemist.
No. It's something that we... Can anyone rap on this one? Wait, that's what we... No, here we go. Aside beats. Yo, if you're tuned in, let us know what you think. LFOD Radio on Twitter. Hashtag Alumni Cypher. Hashtag LFOD Radio. Who can rock with this one? Yeah, it takes a second. I know, with the long intros. Tony? Alright.
Yeah. Check. You ain't gotta like me. We ain't gotta even be friends. This is how I kick off the top. Lacoste slippers when I came on in. Lacoste hat and the master draws. You don't really need to see my draws. But I'm live here in the studio, off the top and letting go bars. Double time with the rhyme at the top. Sometimes I drop tops. Or I just push the roof back. Do 9 to 5 and I relax. Up in the jar, gripping the pack. Niggas gripping the gas. Rest in peace, Tony, your walker. DC streets was getting darker. Peace to my father. Rest in peace to A Sicker. I'd use the N words, but he said we can't say.
Yo, we can try a different one if none of y'all, no one's right. All right. We got this Elite Squad music group. Mr. Downs, play that back. Courtesy of Beat Club Podcast. You guys gotta stop with the long intros, though.
Like this.
Yeah. I live for that.
Oh. Yeah. Not for the cypher, though.
I like this. Yeah. This is like a good tempo, though.
Oh, wait, hold up. You know be the yoda when I roll up. In the water, little bubble like a soda. Call me the flip it, I whip it right over. Buy me a ticket, I rip it and flick it away. No time, I be quick with the play. Party when I got the time on a different day. And I promise you, it's gonna stay. Speed it up a little bit. Too cold, I'ma heat it up a little bit. In the zone, I can read it like a little kid. When I'm running on the weed, never cigarette. So they give me what I need and I'm into that. On the hands and the knees when I'm in the back. I'ma put it on the screen like a Cinemax. Make a point you won't see on the internet. Little shorty make it bounce like a pogo. I don't give a dodo. Come up with the sauce, no adobo. Long hair, don't care, call Drogo. Getting money when it hit with a solo. Got money on the table, no poker chips. I'ma have her undress when I'm smoking this. Got a plan with herself like a soloist. And she be coming out of mouth like a vocalist. I got the juice now. Hey, I remember with the blood, I could never put the fruit down. Hey, shorty used to roll one, never till I roll two now. Hey, all of a sudden, all the hoes, they be popping out the blue now. So I gotta act a fool now.
Hey. If you got it, you got it. Otherwise, we could get out of here.
I'll do this last one, I guess. Hey, wait a minute, let me rock for a minute. Hey, let me get it, let me rock it for a minute. So let me tell you what these people really try to do, though. When you try to see the poet in the city blue, bro, I'm making sure that I can blow it higher than the moon, bro. Meaning that I'm seeing Jupiter and it's all moons, bro. It's on moons, bro. I mean the atmosphere. I'm trying to do it. Smoking some weed to see in the atmosphere. I mean I'm seeing God and seeing Jesus. And I see my mom, I see my grandma, I see all the people saying, how's the sun? Wait a minute, I just need to breathe. Uncle Sam, you probably gonna need to stop me on this beat. Cause I need to eat, I need to eat. Man, I see a street. Meaning that we see the blood and we can see that we need to eat. We be hungry, we be starving. Making sure we seeing Marvin. All the people seeing tomorrow. I'm seeing all the Goddard. Seeing all the Carters. Making sure I wanna be one of them. Maybe I can exchange this place and borrow a place, borrow a space. Borrow some time, borrow some money. Borrow some grind. Borrow some mind because I lost it. Nigga know I lost it. Oops, I let an N-bomb off. I mean I lost it. Meaning all my words, all these curses, man, I'm bossing. Meaning that I got my rocks buried. Mean I'm bossing. Yeah. Black boy.
Hey, yo. Thank y'all, this was dope. Thank y'all, this was very, 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 very dope. Anthony, you looking like you wanted it or no? No? Alright, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna get out of here.
Come on, Cleo.
Yo.
Come on, Cleo.
No, we got it. All right.
Hey, come on.
Go ahead. Yes.
Lay it down. Lay stuff down. Oh, I like that.
This is the intros and outros here.
Yeah. Back in my...
Back in my,
yo, y'all need to stop sending us beats that do this. This is middle of the beat.
Wow. Back in my bag, no Birkin, and I just finished with working. Quitting was never the option, I just forgot what my worth is. Yeah. All of y'all people are shifty, so I abandon the serpent. Trying to be more like my dad, so all the dope I keep serving. More like Serena today, any racks. Venus a boy, exploding on tracks. Met with the Floyd, I'm punching these lines of coke. Galore, I'm praying for things that I can't afford, like basing groceries. Roasting these nuts and ovaries, dropping these bars like Hercury. Rappers amuse me, comedy, drama be where they at. I'm laid back with a visor cap on a vacation, getting dead so black. Why they all stressed out, they don't want me come back. Teaser trying to come back, I'm a legend, no cap. Been a sauce, no strap, but I still stay strapped. Another sense, make them all irrelevant. Elephant inside a room with a fly fit. Walking, they be all over my ish. Talking, never elevated my lift. My hits be far, so I'm timeless. My kicks are in classic. Words on acrobatic. Doing backflip when I move to Paris. Feel lavish, feel like Baldwin, James, James, James. All y'all rappers the same, same, same.
Oh! All right, that is part two of the 2019 Alumni Cypher Series. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, if you're tuned in at LFOD Radio, hashtag Alumni Cypher, all that. We'll be back next week with another group to get after it. All right.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
The sun's all shining. Nobody ever. everyone. You're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla. And how about everyone introduce themselves?
Danny, I'm usually here every week.
Mike, I have been recently. It's been amazing. And we have a special guest tonight.
Oh, I'm a special guest?
Hell yeah, man.
No, I'm not.
You're as special as special can be.
I'm Frankie.
You're like a
And I've been here a few times.
Yeah, Frankie's a drummer, Funeral Attire. I had him on my show, or just a random sub that I did at one point, but welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Live Free or Die Radio, the guys who were just on before us. Some really good local rappers on there.
That was
really fun.
That was sick. They were really
it's
good.
It's amazing. It's crazy what they can do.
Yeah, we just showed up a couple minutes early, and you know, there's a whole studio full of rappers, and these guys are freestyling.
And they're so good.
Yeah. Some of them are really
that
good.
That was insane.
It was amazing, because once I stepped in the other room and you could hear the actual live radio, you were like, oh my god, I took him in my room.
It's
like,
it sounds so cool
in here.
Oh, it was so sick.
So we started the hour off with Oasis. Hello, the first song off was The Story, Morning Glory, and I was just telling these guys before we came on that I was at that tour, the first What's the Story, Morning Glory tour, or I don't know if it was the first, but it was on that record, and I was down at the Strand in Providence, and I'm in the bar beforehand, and I'm with like these, I don't know, I haven't seen this guy in a million years, but his girlfriend at the time, and we're hanging out, she goes to the bathroom and comes back and goes, oh my god, the lead singer of Oasis just hit on me. So I was like, what? So I'm like, where? And I was so upset. Obsessed with Oasis. I thought they were like the best thing ever. We're coming out of grunge, don't forget. So depressing. And all of a sudden Oasis come out and they're just like, let's have a good time and you know, whatever. So I'm like, these guys are the best. I'm like, I'm going over. So I walk over and there's Liam Gallagher sitting there, and it's all the Liam Gallagher you would expect. He's just like got the head bob. Yeah, I think he had the bucket hat on. He was just sitting there. And he must have sensed my creepy vibe. I was standing there just like staring at him, and he's like, oh yeah, man, how's it going? I was like, like, good man, how are you? He's like, oh yeah, man, it's coming great, yeah, man. I'm like, oh, and I had nothing to say to him. Like, literally couldn't think of a thing, which is shocking because I usually have a lot to say, but literally had nothing to say to him. And I was just like, yeah, man, I really hope it's, and I was too young to even buy the dude a beer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let me buy you a beer. So anyway, we break off, and then they go on stage. And they start playing, and they're like three songs in, and someone throws a boot or a shoe at Noel Gallagher, hits him. They get so angry, they storm off stage, and apparently this had happened a bunch of time on that tour. They came out and did I Am the Walrus, which they closed their shows with, and that was it. So I saw three songs of Oasis on that tour. I mean, I've seen them a bunch of times since, but
yikes.
That was my Oasis story to start kick the show off.
Here's where I thought that story was going. I thought you were going to go up to Liam and just be, hey, Liam, I heard you were hitting on my girlfriend, but that's okay. You can have her. How are you?
I wasn't my girlfriend. He could have had her. I don't care. Nothing to do with me.
That's a funny story.
Yeah. But
that is pretty cool that you even, like, talked to him.
Yeah. He was actually, I mean, I think he was willing to, like, have a good time. I just couldn't continue the good time because I was an idiot and I couldn't drink. You know what I mean? So there was nothing else I could do about it, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool story.
What's going on, Frankie?
Absolutely nothing. I've just been chilling.
How's the band going?
It's okay. We're playing August 3rd.
Cool, where are you
coming
playing?
Up. We're playing in Attleboro at this place called Patterson Creations. We're playing with our friends in Makeshift. They're from Long Island.
Shout out Makeshift.
Not sure who else is playing that show. I feel bad, but it's going to be a great show.
That's okay.
Should be fun.
That's awesome. All right. Well, how about you guys? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I didn't work, and so I kind of just stepped outside for what felt like the first time, and you looked at me, and you were like, oh, your eyes, are you, like, what's going on? You feeling okay? And I'm just like, yeah, I just haven't really stepped outside my apartment.
Oh, so that was just like air, fresh air.
Yeah, that was like, the lights have been dark in my bedroom. The TV screen has just been lighting it up. So, like,
okay,
you know, here I am, outside world. Hello, everybody.
I mean, I stared at a computer most of today.
What were you working on?
Editing PSAs. And then also, we did our first studio session for music yesterday.
Who was on it?
Me.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it was really fun.
If you listeners don't know, Kayla's a talented musician who does a lot of singer-songwriter, the way we'd
describe it? Okay. Yeah, you could describe it like that.
Very talented.
Yes, very talented. Thank you. Spotify is where I heard you. Is that where the best place to go?
There's more that's on SoundCloud.
Right.
But I have three songs on Spotify.
Cool.
YouTube is like the best place, oh, actually. All right.
Yeah.
I have like a ton of stuff on there.
Moral of the story, just pay her some money.
Yeah, give her money.
That would be nice.
And Frankie money.
College is expensive.
That's what we all want.
Just give us all money. what are we going to listen to? What we got on deck? What's first?
Right now I have Young Folks, that song. You know what? It's like...
You're going to introduce me to a new song? Oh, wait. Oh, that song.
That song.
The...
Yeah,
okay. I can't. Oh, that song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I can't whistle. It's really sad.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my bad impression of it.
That was your on deck. Here comes Young Folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Let's play it.
Let's play it.
capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Of interplanetary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
Yeah. So that was Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by Klaatu. Klaatu?
It's a cool name of a song.
So apparently, you guys all need to go onto the internet and work this out, but there was a rumor going around that that record was made by the Beatles some point way after they had actually recorded, you know, broke up as the Beatles, and they recorded this album as this band. How do you pronounce it again?
I don't know. I just guessed.
Klaatu.
Klaatu.
Or
so,
Klaatu.
Was that the Beatles?
Know.
Or was that just four guys or four girls or whoever that was called Klaatu?
I think that was four dudes inspired a little bit by the Beatles.
They did sound very Beatlesque.
I don't think that was the Beatles.
You don't think it was?
No.
What if it was just Ringo masterminding that little experiment there?
Well, then
interplanetary.
I mean, I think I could see that.
Ringo did a lot of weird stuff in the
70s. Yeah,
he does. I mean, look.
Do you know he sells his art, like his finger painting?
I wish
online.
I had some.
No, you don't.
Ringo?
It's not really that great.
I don't care.
And super
Ringo
expensive.
Is my boy.
Maybe that was a Ringo experiment, but and that was a good song, but was it successful? Like, I've never heard of these guys before.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think they had much success since we'd never heard of them, but that's a shout-out to my boy, Jaws Jazerson, Johnny Healy out in Los Angeles calling in. We're global. This show is getting out there to all you people.
That's right.
It's not just everybody driving around the city right now. It's also interplanetary.
That's right.
That's where we're going.
It's interplanetary.
Yeah. I still stand by the fact that I think that sounded like Rocket Man.
Oh, you know what? You know what actually is listening to us? The aliens at Area 51. We don't even need to storm. We're just talking to them directly from here.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I'm out of the loop on this. Where did this come from?
Yeah,
I've been talking about Area
from?
51 all of a sudden.
Well, I don't know either, but I had to look it up because people started on the internet. And apparently there is like... Is it 60,000, 600,000? I don't know. There's a lot of people who are like, screw this. The government's been lying for ages. We should just storm Area 51 and go get the aliens out.
Okay, well, should we?
Which is the dumbest idea I've ever heard because of two reasons. Number one, if there's aliens in there, it's like Ghostbusters. Do you really want to let them out? Remember when he like shuts down the reactor on Ghostbusters and the ghosts get out? Do you think the aliens are going to be friendly after we've had them in captivity for 50 years? Or... there's no aliens there at all, and they're going to get shot. So it's the dumbest
idea. Does anyone even really know where Area 51 is?
Yeah, no, they know where it is. It's a place.
Yeah, it is an actual place.
Yeah, it's
like
a real thing.
Well, it is, but like, isn't the location like hard to find or something?
Isn't it like New Mexico or something?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think you could probably Google Earth it, but I don't.
You can probably
a third Google point. It. Should you just publicly announce weeks beforehand that you're going to go storm Area 51
to the strongest military in the entire history?
By the way, we're coming. So you just keep staying there because we'll
today,
be there.
Today on Facebook, I saw that the Communist Revolution is happening. So
there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think aliens are the least of our problems, everybody.
Yeah,
I don't know. Aliens are pretty cool. Like, I want to know too, but like, I don't know.
Oh, there's aliens out there. I don't know if
they're somewhere.
I don't know if the United States has got them in a jar, like Simpson style,
you know,
in Area 51. But
storm the gates for like rights for your fellow human beings. Let's not.
Yeah, maybe we should worry about the people being held in cages on the border and not worry about Area 51.
That's
a little bit more of a priority.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Most definitely, because that's outrageous.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on out there, and Area 51 is, I mean, it's mildly weird, but it's kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, really, realistically, who cares?
You're kind of
people
right.
do. You know what?
Yeah,
if you care,
people do care, yeah.
I actually want to hear from you. If you care, call in 855-915-9636 and explain to me why that should be a priority. Why, of all the petitions you could have signed, that was the one you were
guys,
like, all right, I'm putting my foot down.
So on the Spintron, which is where we log our songs right now, there is songs being logged that I am not logging. Oh,
ooh, what are they logging? I want to know.
I don't know. Oh, actually, I think it's RD main. I'm really dumb. I thought I was going to say it was the aliens, but it's not.
Oh, man.
It was the government, yeah. They're shutting us off and playing songs. So we're talking, but we're not actually on the air. It's
well, you
songs.
Can't hear it because I don't have RD main on.
What other alien music can we think of right now? Like, what other alien-inspired music?
Oh, what's
music?
That song? That space song by that band or something?
Space Oddity? I mean, that's
no,
sort of...
They're, like, called Beach something. You know what
Beach
I mean?
House? Yeah, Space Song by Beach House.
Yeah,
well, there was also...
a good song.
Play that, and then we can also do the Pixies, like, space... Oh, somebody's calling.
Oh, wait, someone...
Oh, they already hung up.
No,
oh,
no,
wait,
they're calling.
Someone calling.
Is calling.
I want to hear about the aliens.
Hello, you are on WMFO. Are you there?
They're still calling. Are you there?
I turned the phone on, my friend.
This is the alien. We can't understand their language.
Oh, true.
I can answer that phone. You want me to answer that phone?
Yeah, answer it.
All right, we're going to pick it up off air for a second to figure out how to do this.
Hi, this is WMFO. Hi, WMFO.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, it's Mr. FCC. He's coming to talk to us about the aliens. I guess we're not allowed to talk about them.
I'm calling about this Area 51 stuff. You guys, you got to keep that below the belt, okay? You can't talk about that.
Oh. What?
I heard Frankie Hardy was there tonight.
Hey, that's me.
Oh, Frankie. What's up, dude?
Mark, what's good? What do you have about Area 51? Are you an alien?
I don't have anything about Area 51. I'm just calling to say hi to you guys.
Do you have any alien-inspired music that we should play?
Alien Insider music?
Insider. Oh, wow. Insider. I was thinking of inspired, but if you have Insider music, I want to know way more.
Go on.
Actually, if you really want to talk about it, I'm actually very into aliens. I watch Ancient Aliens. I believe in aliens. For us to think that we're alone in this world is like pretty selfish and
or ridiculous. I mean, the universe is like literally infinite, so how could we possibly be alone?
I love all that kind of stuff. I love getting a little freaked out by it. I truly wish someone would be discovered or think that some of them are living amongst us and we just don't know it.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I feel that. I honestly have always thought about this kind of stuff.
There has to be something.
There is galaxies beyond galaxies beyond galaxies. There's no way that we're the only thing.
There's over like four, at least 4,000. Like there's hundreds of planets discovered every day.
Why are we the only one? That's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, no, it's just in our solar system, we're the only ones close enough yet far enough from the sun to actually inhabit life, right? Or is Mars, did they figure out that they can have life on Mars, sort of?
I thought so.
You should play Life on Mars by Bowie.
Oh, yeah, Life on Mars is another alien-style
song. Why didn't we think of David Bowie?
Well, I said Space Oddity, but he had a couple of sort of alien-style things.
Yeah. But they found water on Mars, didn't they?
Starman.
Yeah.
Look what I did. I came in and I helped you out. How about that?
How about that?
That's Mark, what you do.
Shout out to Mark Finney. He is a master.
I was going to come up there tonight.
Yeah, he could have came tonight, but of course he bailed.
Hey, he actually came here last week.
Oh, that's true.
I did. I showed up last week. I was out. I was out late. I didn't let my anxiety get in the way. I went to a concert on Saturday night. I didn't let my anxiety get in the way.
Proud of you, Papa.
Wait, you mean you didn't go out to dinner with somebody and then forget that there was a girl coming along this time?
Wait, what did I do?
Oh, you don't remember that night?
So one night,
me, Mike, and Mark all went out to dinner.
We went to dinner.
And Mark had no clue that Mike was bringing a lady friend along.
Which I was pretty sure I explained, but yet Mark didn't get the memo. So I'm like, I'm meeting my friend Christina for dinner. Do you guys want to come? And oddly, Mark's like, yeah, I'll go to dinner. And Frankie's like, yeah, I'll go. So we get there. And then my friend Christina walks in and Mark's like, you invited somebody? He freaked. It was so funny.
I wasn't ready to eat dinner in front of a woman.
It was awesome.
I didn't mentally prepare myself. My anxiety wasn't at that point. I was ready to just eat in front of like my two dudes.
Yeah.
I understand that. Because I eat like a dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Y'all are going to break open those rotisserie chickens.
I don't understand how, though. You're like so thin.
Oh, no. Believe me. It's not what it seems.
It's the drumming. You burn off all the calories.
Frankie eats everything.
I wouldn't say I eat everything.
That sounds like a movie I saw on like 42nd Street in New York. Shout out to people over the age of 40. All right. Want to kick off some Bowie?
Yeah, let's go.
Mark, thank you for calling, as always.
Is it dedicated to me?
This is dedicated to Mark.
Everything's dedicated to you.
Everything is, yeah.
All right.
Hey, I gotta ask. How are you doing, Kayla?
I am doing well, thank you.
Okay, good. I didn't want that to get lost in the shuffle.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Danny, you're doing well?
I am, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you guys go do your thing. I'll listen to the song.
Live long and prosper, my man.
Sounds
appreciate
great.
You.
All right.
Later, Mark.
Mike.
Life on Mars.
All right, Kayla.
Take it easy.
Best local radio station around, WMFO. Life on Mars by David
Yeah. Miller.
We're bringing you.
WN. All right.
To the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the best-selling show.
I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata. Ay, ay, switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Ay, close that door, we blowing smoke, she asked me light a fire like a Mars song. Ay, act a fool on stage, probably leave my fucking show in a cop car. It was legendary, through a TV out the window of the montage. Cocaine on the table, liquor pouring, don't give a damn. Dude, your girlfriend is a groupie, she just tryna get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay, ay. Now she acting out of pocket, tryna grab up on my pants. 100 bitches in my trailer, say they ain't got a man. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
I've been in the hills, fucking superstars, feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny, bad bitches jumping in the pool, and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks, and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA bitches always asking where the coke at. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart, you know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on no Uzi and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata.
You're live, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Oh, wait, I'm
like, yeah.
I got a PSA for everybody. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
All right.
And I chose that because I was seriously sick last week.
Yeah, you were.
Really, really bad, yeah.
You almost had to cancel last Friday.
I almost canceled.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, I don't know. Apparently something's going around because several people at work have gotten sick. So be careful. You know what's really – what I'm really bad with in public is like credit card, like keypads. Those are what get me. I'm not like a big like germaphobe or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if I'm in like a Walgreens or something, I'm paying with my debit card. I go to type my PIN number and I can just feel the grease off of the numbers on the PIN pad. And I'm just like, oh, every time.
Yeah, that was like back in the day with payphones.
Yeah.
And you'd pick it up and you'd have to like use your jacket, which you're just rubbing the germs in your jacket. But it was better than your ear. I don't know. Yeah. So I totally get it.
That's one of those things where like.
But if you want to get gross and go down the rabbit hole, think about money.
Oh, money is so gross.
It's money's so disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting.
Oh my God, yeah.
And that's all up, all over you.
Yeah.
I just like roll around in money like Scrooge McDuck. So it's like literally all over me. Just as a PSA for the rest of humanity, if you come near me, just know I like swimming money like Scrooge McDuck.
Where is this dollar bill, Ben, Mike?
It's mostly pennies, but I'm just saying. The dollar bill has been in places you don't need to know about before me, even.
I celebrate like Mr. Krabs every time I get a new dollar, you know, when he's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like between the legs.
If you could watch Danny making this motion right now, you'd think he's celebrating in a totally different way.
Hey, maybe someday we'll do this show on video, you know?
If anybody knows... Actually, all right, here's another reason to call in or email us once. Do we have an email address yet? That people can email us at the show?
You can email me.
All right, well, email Kayla, which is at... How do we do this? Or reach us
on... My first and last name at Gmail.
What's your first and last name, like, for the listeners that don't know?
Kayla.
Mm-hmm. K-A-Y-L-A.
Yes. Avitable. A-V-I-T-A-B-I-L-E. You should just look on the Black Stripes or White Keys Facebook page and look up my name.
Ooh, there we go.
Because so, my name is not easily memorable.
Or just email us through there, message us through there. But what I'm getting at is, how do you legally video... Since we're playing music, and we know YouTube is not huge on that, how do we legally video our show so we can show you guys how much fun we're having in here while Danny makes really weird gestures?
Well, YouTube will not take down your content unless you're transforming it in some way. I don't think we count as transforming it in some way. If we were critiquing like every song, maybe it's fine.
I've heard other podcasts talk about it, and they're like, if you play a snippet of the song, they will just boom, take it down.
Too.
Like, you'll get knocked off of it immediately.
Okay.
I don't know if this...
But I don't think we're high profile enough.
No, but they do have bots that search for sound. So if you put a song, a bot is going to hear it and go, that's a record... You know, like Shazam, it'll instantaneously tell you what song is on. I think they have bots that do that now. So I don't know how well that would work or not, but maybe Tufts video on their page, that's not gonna reach.
I put use copyrighted music in school projects that I've just put online, and they never took it down.
Okay.
So I think the easy answer here is to, when we're playing music, mute all sound, and then my gestures will just be the entertainment,
like a boomerang.
Yeah, it'll be like a silent film or something. Yeah. You'll just watch me like get up on the table and do some stuff.
Which is what he does during the songs.
Yeah, and then I'll sit back down. That's when you know, like, oh, music's over, sound comes back up.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, we'll do that.
We can make it work.
Or we could just do like a still image of like my face making a stupid face or something. And then cut back to video.
Yeah,
I mean, I have access to media equipment.
Ooh, see, this is what we need to do. You should have saw what the rappers were doing. It was insane. They had so much multimedia stuff going on in here.
Yeah,
like lights. 20 phones, lights. Like, one dude was holding two DSLR cameras. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what... I don't know why he was filming it.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you hold both at the same time?
But he was somehow pulling it off. It was kind of incredible. There was so much going on in there. And then there was us, which if you... check out Instagram. I'll have videos of that going up soon. It was pretty that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I work at a TV station, so I can rent Panasonic's GH5s, which are just like what he had, DSLRs. And when school starts, I can either rent from I can rent from our TV station, which we have T7i's, is which what you have.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Has one of those.
Oh, we actually have all the equipment we need. Oh, but what about the mics to make it sound good if we need that's important.
I mean, yeah, like they have that I can access that equipment either through the school when it starts, or I work at a TV station.
Mark is sitting at home right now salivating, like, equipment we can use.
Yeah, Mark, do you have equipment, or you just direct?
No, he just directs.
Okay.
His boy PH does all the filming.
Well, maybe you can have his boy PH come and film this.
Yo, tell PH I would love to have him on the show.
I'm gonna do a shameless plug right now. If any of you guys are ever near Arlington on Mondays, we are doing a live music series that I'm helping produce at Studio B for Arlington Community Media.
Where's that? Where is it located?
892 Mass Ave.
Okay.
So it's on Mass Ave in Arlington.
Yep.
And easy to get there, like through public transit too, like 77 79. And so basically we have artists come on and mostly unplugged stuff because our studio is pretty small.
So Funeral Tire unfortunately won't be able to make up.
Yes, unfortunately. I don't know if they'd be I mean, maybe we could have a, you know, a screamo rock hardcore crowd in there one day.
Don't waste your time.
No, stop it. You guys are great. If you haven't heard them yet, they're great.
We're going to play a song, too. We should play one pretty soon.
Yeah, let's play a Funeral Attire song. Next. I think everybody needs to hear how good this band is. Frankie,
okay,
what
let's not play a bad one, then.
Then what would you play if we could play?
Let's play...
If we could play. Since we can play a song.
Let's see.
What would we play?
Not a bad one.
What about, was Joy, like, your big hit from the first record?
No, not Joy. Not okay. Joy. Not
that was
Joy.
A good song.
That song haunts my nightmares. I would say probably... Bloodstream.